Kultur um 5.
Mo ass die offizielle Öffnung vun e Comparative Dialogue Act dem Lützower Pavillon op der 60. Kunstbiennal zu Venedig, déi déi politisch chargierten Titel Strangers Everywhere dreht. E Message vun Toleranz an dunklen Zeiten, den noch am multidisziplinären an internationalen Lützower Pavillon resoniert. Do kreizen sech nämlich Nationalitäten a Kunstformen. Den Andrea Mancini, och nach als Cleveland bekannt, huet ze summe am Künstlerkollektiv Every Island, a mat der Mudam Kuratrice Joël Vallabrega un pavillon konzipéiert, déi no an no vu féier Kënschlerinnen bespielt gëtt. Dofir ass de Collective Dialogue Act schon vum Kunstmagazin Freeze schon als e vun de kuckenswerte Pavillonen gewielt ginn. De Chef Schinker aus einer Blog zu Venedig huet de Pavillon an die echte Performance vun der Künstlerin Céline Devas gesinn, als ich mam Andrea Mancini an dem Kollektiv Every Island erhalen.
The last time we talked a lot about theoretical things. Everything was already in place. So how have the past few months been spent putting this into practicalities? What challenges, what difficulties have you encountered?
Time-wise, like when we spoke, I think we had just closed the project, like on execution phase. Like January, we already delivered this. So we really entered a phase of build-up, construction. I think we went to a phase that, I mean, when Céline started her residency, it was more like you see the project developing and then it becomes something else that is completely unpredictable because another artist is called to appropriate and use the space. So it's a clash of a new practice kind of taking over. And that was, rather than challenge, it was just very beautiful that you see, like, you prepare something and you try to make things super, like, detailed and perfectly planned, but anyway, things how they develop is completely arbitrary because it's out of your control, which is cool.
There's some musicians that do generative songwriting where they program something and in the end it keeps on developing and you can never experience everything that happens and you have to let it go. And that's what I really think is very interesting in this pavilion, is that it's not something you just put on some paintings and people go, and of course the reception of it changes the way it gets perceived, but here it's really an ongoing process. So how difficult is it to let go of this controlling thing, and how difficult is it to let loose and also not to be able to see maybe everything of it?
I think we're still learning, like, it's a process also of detaching ourselves from this baby that you've been developing in the last year, and giving it to the artists, but also to the public in the end, to experience in their own way.
I would say also in our practice, especially with Every Island, part of the interest of working with performativity in space comes a bit to this black unknown hole that is, what is the performer going to do, what is the audience going to do, and is the part that in the end triggers a lot of interesting result. We control the spatiality, but then we always leave a part for the unknown, and that unknown is everyone that is going to participate in changing the space. So it's actually scary, but it's the intriguing part.
Last time we talked, Joël Vallabrega said that we were going through dark times, and I have the impression that dark times haven't even become darker now. The political situation at the Biennale is pretty tense. There's been lots of talks about boycotts, and there's been lots of pavilions where the tension is really palpable. Have you felt any of that, and does that do anything with your artistic experience of it?
I think we will say we are not affected by it, because everyone is affected by it, by even not being part of Biennale, but being an individual in the contemporary world. Exactly. What we felt, because of course I will not state that our project is heavily political, but what we wanted to still bring as a message is a bit the fact that in the end we managed to do a collective project in a manifestation in which often ego have the best of the weight. And we managed to do something that is interdisciplinary and cross-border, because in the end we are all from different nationality, based in different countries, supported by different countries. So maybe it's our interpretation of what a nation can support in doing a pavilion, but we believe that that could be a stance, not to support the image of your nation, but to support the contamination of other realities. That was our way to try to participate, but of course it's not solving anything.
If you see the tensions, they are all due to nationalities, and the concept of the national pavilion, maybe nowadays it's not outlived, but it has to be questioned. I think what you are doing in a very fascinating way is to question these national boundaries by not being contained within one single nation. So I think in that sense your pavilion is political.
Especially in Europe, you know, like in a way we are from Brussels, but actually we're half Italian and then German and then Luxembourgish. So, you know, it's also mixed. So indeed, then you question why do you still have national pavilion somehow.
Same with the performing artists, because in the end, none of the performing artists share the same nationality as us or the same place where they're based. So in the end, it's a bit blurry to define the what is a nation? Is a nation what they stand for, or is a nation what they imagine? I don't know. It's a difficult question. And I think without deciding actively, we decided actively to work on it. But I think it's a phenomenon that is happening anyway.
Having now seen the first performance, which was based on the library of soundscapes, how did you live this use of the different soundscapes and the whole interaction of your pavilion that you created and the different ways it was played with?
I mean, it was, as Ali already said, it was really beautiful to give the space to the artist and see it being used in their own personal way. And also, it was kind of challenging for them, for the first artist and her composer Alexander Jerzy from Berlin, who flew to Venice from Berlin to participate in the process of the residency. So it was kind of challenging for them also to find ways to transmit what Celine wanted with the library from the others. I mean, there are some moments where you hear it, especially we do, but again, it's blurring the notion of authorship and it's used as a tool, so I think it's a very beautiful act.
What I really found interesting is that that's a very spatial but also a sensual experience, because at some points it's vibrating, the whole is, it's almost like an organic body. So that's really something that I think you need to live it through. You can't just, like, if there's a vinyl later on, you can't have that experience, that whole.
That's true.
It's like a picture. Live it then. But yeah, it's gonna be, I think, like a good product after the aftermath of it. But indeed, like the fact of being in the space, it was for us really the focus of totally, our collaboration. No, at the end, like the sound and the space coming together, and the space is sound also.
Also, like when you enter, I had the impression it feels like a refuge, because it's all an enclosed space. So you have something like almost like a tent within the whole pavilion. Is it conceived as something like a safe space?
In a way, yes. I think that's also what we were imagining, having been to art exhibition and biennales ourselves. Like the amount of time that you spent, and also, let's say, maybe you have the physical, your condition that you are in after having already digested quite a lot. And I mean, from a point of view of where you enter and when you come to Luxembourg, it does take quite some time. So this was also the idea, that this space can be a place where you can relax, where you can, you know, just try to focus on one sense, and for the rest, it's not contaminated by any other impressions than the sound.
The pavilion has already been chosen as one of the pavilions to be seen by Freeze magazine. Does it also create something like a tension and expectancy, a pressure, or is it just pure joy?
Just being happiness, excitement that our efforts is being recognized, and that even like with just a picture of us and like a press text and the idea, like there is an interest.
Soweit dann das Gespräch von Venedig, vom Jeff Schinkermann, Andrea Mancini und dem Kollektiv Every Island. Das wird der Gewicht für Kultur um 5 Minuten sind Trafikinformationen aus dem RCL, schließend dann der Panorama, heute Abend mit Maxi Pesch und dann noch werden wir zwischen